Good morning, everybody. It's a privilege for me to present this bylaw here on Faraway. And I commend the organizers for such a wonderful effort that is Mazaka the Rabbim. And I'm pleased to have a part in it. Particularly, we are using modern technology to promote Tlimud HaTorah, and that's a wonderful thing. I am part of an organization called Shema Yisrael. We disseminate Shiurim in Halakha via email, and we have a presence on the www. In one of my Shiurim, we're in the middle of learning Hilchos Borer at the moment, so I've decided to take a topic, peeling fruits and vegetables on Shabbos, and to discuss the relevant halakha issues. Borer is a particularly complicated halakha. The slightest deviation from the strict rules could be an issa d'oraisa, and it's very, very important to know the gedorim. But as Hashem Yisbarach, today we may be able to clarify one or two of the important yisodos in the melacha of Borer on Shabbos. Relevant to peeling fruits and vegetables. The question is, which melacha would we categorize the issue? Is it a melacha at all? And if so, under which category of the lamatef melachas would peeling fruits and vegetables come? Now, there could be two possibilities. Number one could be dosh, threshing, and the second one is boiret. Threshing took place on the farm. The farmer would harvest, and then there would be a process of threshing where they would separate or extract, preferably, the grain from the chaff. You see, it's either an animal, they used to trample along the over the grain, or they used to use heavy weights, which the animals would have to pull along, or they used to do it by hand with a wooden block in order to extract the grain. So when we're talking about peeling fruits and vegetables, we have peel, which is on the outside of the fruit, and the fruit, which is the flesh of the fruit. We have a similar problem. We have a similar problem of being able to access the fruit, but initially we have to somehow get rid of the peel. So they could be, would come under the category of dosh. And some Rishonim learn that the melacha of peeling comes under the category of dosh. Other Rishonim learn that the melacha of peeling comes under the category of boireh. Boireh is a selection process where you choose one from the other, and in the same way, peeling fruits and vegetables, you would have to select the fruit, disregard the peel, in order to access the fruit or the vegetable. So that would be a problem of boireh. So the question is, which is la halacha, what do we accept? What do we say la halacha is the melacha of peeling? Now the Machaber brings it down. It's actually the last, actually the Ramah brings it down. The Machaber doesn't bring this down at all. Number 12 of the references there, the Ramah says, "Ofer likloif shumin ubetzalim kushikolef laniach." It's forbidden to peel onions, garlic, when you peel in order to leave it for later on. But to eat for immediate use, shari, it is permitted. That's what the Ramah says, and he quotes a quote from the Beis Yosef, brings in the name of the Smak, and the Smak, and the Sefer Truma, and the Ben Yeruchim. Many Rishonim learn that the melacha of peeling comes under this category. Now, how do we know whether this is dosh or boireh? Well, there's a very, very fundamental difference between dosh and boireh. In boireh there is a heter of la'alta. For immediate use, you may separate. Whereas in dosh, there is no heter of la'alta. Now, this itself needs understanding. If I want to eat, and I need to cook food, am I allowed to cook food because I want to eat it immediately? It's a very strange hagdara that in boireh there is a heter, as it were, of immediate use. So first, let's categorize the difference between the actual melachos of dosh and boireh. And then Be'ez Hashem will be able to clarify why it is that in Boireh we have a special heter of la'alta. We're accustomed to call it a heter, but in reality we'll see it's not so. What's dosh? The melacha of dosh, the Shvitas HaShabbos explains in the name of Sefer Yitzchayim, he says on his own accord as well, that dosh is as follows. The melacha of dosh involves an extraction process. You have one item in front of you. You have the grain, which is enwrapped in the chaff, in the kernel, and you have to extract the grain. Now that is one item that you have in front of you, which at this present moment is not eatable. You cannot access the grain. You have to extract it from the chest. How do you extract it? By means of threshing, right? Using the various methods that were mentioned earlier on. But it's an extraction process. So those that are in IT would understand that there are properties, items have properties. The property of this chaff and the grain is that at the current stage it's not eatable. The method of extraction changes the property of the item from being not eatable to being eatable. That's a good module for those who are in the IT field. But the result of the melacha, the purpose of the melacha is machshavah. So why does a person do it? The function, the outcome of the extraction process is that now the grain is eatable, and I'm especially using the word eatable, not edible, because beforehand maybe it was edible, but it was not eatable. You need to get access to it. You've got to get access to it, and that's an extraction process. That is the melacha of dosh. As soon as you've extracted the item, you found the melacha finished. Boira is a completely different melacha. Boira is you have two items, either an okal or psoilet, or even if you have two edible items, two eatable items. One you want, one you don't want. They're mixed together in a taruvus. You can't say that and you want one and you don't want the other. So the halacha is that the one you want becomes the oichel, and the one you don't want is the psoilet. You have to adhere to the rules of boira. You have to take the oichel from the psoilet, you have to do it by hand, and you have to do it for immediate use. But you can't say that the other item that you don't want is not eatable. Of course it's eatable. If you would have decided that you want to eat it, that would have been your oichel. Of course it's eatable. So what does the melacha of boira do? You have at the moment something that is mixed together. But let's go back to the field. You have the grain now mixed with the stones. After you've threshed, the grain is now mixed with the stones. In order to carry on, in order to continue the process, in order to use the grain at some later stage, you have to separate, you have to select what you want, disregard what you don't want. You have to take the grain and remove the stones, you have to select the stones, you have to disregard and discard the stones, those are the psoilet, and you get the grain. That is primarily for, why do you want to sort it? If I could use it as it is, I wouldn't bother sorting it. The whole purpose of sorting it is so that I can then do something with it later on. You haven't changed any property of the mixture from now being eatable to from being beforehand being not eatable and now eatable. It was eatable. The part that you want is eatable. You've not changed anything, but what you have done is you've refined it, you've improved it, you've made it more suitable for use. That's the melacha of boira. Selecting in order to use later on. So here you see that in melacha of boira, intrinsic in the melacha, intrinsic is that it is for later on. That is a very, very fundamental difference in boira, which doesn't apply to any of the other melacha. As soon as you've threshed, you've done the melacha. So whether I want it for now, whether I want it for later, the melacha is the extraction. I've changed the property. It's now eatable. In boira, that isn't the melacha. The melacha is selecting it for later on. That is why you're doing it. If I could use it as it is, I wouldn't do the melacha. The melacha's machsheves in boira is to make it suitable for later on. And with this we understand a very interesting halacha in Dosh. In Dosh there's a halacha, if you squeeze grapes, let's say some of the derivatives, the toldos of Dosh, include squeezing grapes to extract the juice from the grape, or milking an animal to extract the milk from either of the animals. There you have the one item there in front of you. You extract the juice. That's an extraction process, not a selection process. The halacha in Dosh, in Sita, and if you extract the juice from a grape into a food item, you've not done any melacha. It's an amazing halacha if you think about it. You've done exactly the same thing. You've done the melacha. You've extracted the juice. But what? On this occasion, I want it to go directly into a food. It's a mutter, the machab paskin. It's a mutter to do. There's not even an isidra abon. It's a mutter. How come? You've done a melacha. The answer is that the outcome, the result that I have, is exactly the same as what I started with. I started with one item, the grape. Inside the grape I had the juice. I wasn't accessible. The property of that liquid is that the mashke is not drinkable. It's not eatable in its current state. I now squeeze it out into food, not into liquid, but into food. What is now the property of the liquid that I squeezed out? It's also not drinkable. It's not eatable. It's in the same way not eatable that it was before. It's still not. I've not done any melacha. Mutter legamri. In boira, you don't have such a thing. In boira, the melacha is to select something for later on. Intrinsic in the activity is the selection process for further use. If I wouldn't need to, if I would be able to use it now, I wouldn't need to do the selection process. That's why. In Bora, we're accustomed to think that it's a heter to do the alga. It's not a heter. It's not Bora at all. But if you select for immediate use, it's not called selection. What do I mean? The Machaber says like this. If you look in the number 7. The Machaber says like this. It's in Arachan, Shimshin, your test if Tezai. Man Shiyash Bam Tayloi. You have a liquid. In the liquid has worms. You want to select the liquid. You want to separate the liquid from the worms. Mutar Lishtoi Sam, you're allowed to drink it. Ali Dei Mapo B'Shabbos, you're allowed to use a cloth to put over the cup and drink through the means of the cloth. Poire. Says the Machaber, no, the Lashayach Bayer. Bayer is not applicable ever, but Metakin Ainim Koidam Achila. If you prepare it in advance, that is intrinsic to Bayer. It's got to be in advance. There has to be a selection process for later on. However, Bashar Shtir, if it is while you are drinking, or in the process of drinking, that isn't a selection for later on. I'm drinking, I'm using it. That's the difference. If I want something for now, that is called my use. There's no selection here. The selection has to be, if I select, because I then want to do something later on. That's the selection, that's what I explained in the Malacha. If I want to use it now, that's not a selection. I'm not selecting it. I'm using it. There's no selection process at all. Using it is not a Malacha. That's why. B'shas Achila, there's no Malacha B'er. What's that to Machaber here in Shin Yotasif Tezayin. Ein zeh me'ein melacha u'mutter. It's mutter lagambe. Okay. So what does it mean la'alta? What does it mean in Bayer la'alta? The Machaber says, that is in first number one. Actually, v'im bira b'yod v'kadei la'alta la'alta mutter. You have to have the three conditions, like we know. Ocha from psoila. You've got to take what you want. By hand, for immediate use. Whatever you are using for that current meal, what you're selecting for that current meal, that's not called selection, it's called using. And now we have a chiddush. The motto is a chiddush. Even if others are eating with you, even if there are others here, and you're not selecting for yourself as you are, you're preparing the meal. The halacha is that whatever is called preparation for the current meal is called immediate use. That's called using the item, even if it takes 10 minutes or half an hour or maybe 2 hours to prepare the meal. That is called using the item, it's not called selecting the item. So on Shabbos morning, if your wife needs to prepare the meal, she has to do it immediately after you come home from shul. You can't do it before you go to shul. Even if it takes an hour, so she can't do it before she goes to shul. Once you come, if there are melachas of boyer involved, I'm talking about, of course, there may be other melachas that require the altar. when she comes home from shul, then you can start immediately preparing the meal, and that is called using the item. That is not called preparing it for later on. That's the chiddush, that preparing for the meal is called using it. The Vilna Gaon is medayik that from the Gemara. The Gemara says it's actually the halacha number 3. Boyer ocha mitzvah tzolet. Somebody selects, Orech HaMetzach says, B'yada, you take it by hand, La'anichai afilu l'boi b'yom, even if you want to leave it for later on, on this very same day, Na'asek HaBoyer L'Oyet Sevachai, because if you selected it for later, now I ask you, if I'm selecting for later on in the day, or I'm selecting for L'Oyet Sevachai, what's the difference? I'm selecting for later on. What's the Machaber say? What's the Gemara say? That if I select for later on, it's as if I select, well, that's what I did. I selected for later on. What's the as if I selected for later? The answer is that the intrinsic in Malacha of Boyer is for later on. If it's not for later on, no Boyer. I'm going to use it later on. I may use it in 10 minutes time. I may use it in 15 minutes time. Yes, any selection that is for later is exactly the same as Malacha Boyer later. But if I want to use it now, using it now isn't the Malacha at all. That's no selection process whatsoever. That's the Pshat in the Machaber. Okay.
Excuse me. What is the difference if one prepares it before in the morning, before you go to shul, or when you come back? The hour or the 2 hours difference?
It makes a very, very very big difference, because the malacha boira is selecting for later. So if you prepare it before you go to shul, you are preparing it for later. That's not called using it now. I'm preparing it for later. When I come home from shul, I want it to be ready.
For the
Shabbos. Yeah, that's right. But if I want to eat the meal now, it may take me half an hour to prepare the meal. Okay, that's the chiddush. Preparing for the meal that I want to use now is called using it. It's not called selecting. That's what that is. That's the shabbos. If so, you can understand now there's two other halakhas in Bora that you have to comply with in order for you to be able to do the malacha. What's the other two halakhas? You've got to take the oichel from the besoiles, and you also have to use your hand. Okay, according to what I'm saying, why? If I'm using it, then I'm using it. Why don't you take the oichel from the besoiles or use your hand? Why can't I use the keli? I'm using it now. The answer is that if you think about it, if I take the psoiles from the oichel, then I've got to do another step before I can use the oichel. I've got to take away the psoiles, and then what I do, I've got to pick up the oichel. Or if I use the keli, I take a sieve, I sift my item, and then whichever one it is that I want, it's either the one that goes through or the one that stays in the keli, in the sieve, I've got to then do a second step and take the keli. That's not called using it. That's called preparing it for later. Later could be in 2 minutes' time. Because I've done the malacha. That is the malacha of Boyer. But where I'm using it, that's a completely different story. But if I use it in a way that involves me doing something for later on, that's Boyer. That's why in Boyer you have to always comply with the three conditions. You've got to take your biyad, ochem etel psoiles, and for immediate use. Immediate use is intrinsic. If it's not for immediate use, there's no way out. Okay, in Gosh there's no such hetter. In Bishol there's no such hetter. There's no other malacha that you can do. If you do it for straight away, that is mutter. It doesn't come into that is one of the lamatot malachas. In Boer it's different, because in Boer it is in Yavad on the malacha. Okay, if so, we now have to consider in which situations is there a malacha of Boer. Fundamental to Boer is that there are two items, and I can't use the item in the current state, or one of the items I can't use, and I want to improve it so that I can use it later on. If I have one item, of course, if there's pesoilet, real pesoilet in that item, then that is something that I don't want, and that is a malacha to separate what I don't want from what I do want, because that is pesoilet, real pesoilet, a bad part of an apple. If I want to cut that away, that is taking away the pesoilet from the oichel, and if I do it for later on, I've done the malacha boiret. If I do it for now, I've got to cut the good part of the apple away from the bad part of the apple. That's the halacha. But in one min, I've had 20 different apples, they're all different colors, all different types of apples. They're all apples. I want this apple, I want that apple. What's the difference? They're all apples. In one min, it's not called improving the min you have. There's no selection process. Every single item in that min I can count and use as is. There's no halacha at all in one min. And that is what the Machaber says in Yud, that's number 6. Here's another unbelievable halacha. Yayin oimayim sheyesh ben oimayim shem tzlulim. You have a liquid, but it is it's got sediment in it. It's not clear. It's not pure. Okay. Part of that I want. Part I don't want. Where? Says the Machaber. Muta lesanenon b'mishneres. You can put it through a sieve. Have you ever heard of such a thing? I've got liquid, there's parts in the liquid I don't want, the Machaber Paskin, I can put it through the sieve. The Rambam argues, but the Rosh Hashanah says, we Paskin like the first shift, and we Paskin like Mutter to do. Boyeret! What's the answer? In one min, there's no Boyeret. The first Moshe Yochanan explained, that we're talking about here a case where most people will drink the wine as is. There may be some bits in the wine, like the Ramah says, Alpha Pisha, yes, but concerning back, there may be bits in the wine that I don't want. But most people will drink it as is. You can get orange juice nowadays with the pulp of the orange or the apple juice, but you pay more for it in Tesco. If people want it, it's all one min. You don't want it, you want to sieve it for your child, for your baby, you want it, you don't want to have it. It's not psoilet as such. On this occasion you don't want it. It doesn't make it psoilet, it's one min. In one min there's no boiler, and you can even do it with a sieve. No boiler. Simple as that. where they don't have, where the conditions of Goyah don't apply, you don't have to worry about the three, the Soles and Miyad and with your hands, you don't, with the Kali, you don't have to worry about it. Okay, let's go on then to fruit and vegetables within the next 10 minutes. As Hashem, we can divide fruits and vegetables into two parts. There's some fruits and vegetables that you can eat as is. You can eat the fruit as is. It has peel on it. That's an apple. You can eat an apple like it is. It has peel on it. Okay. Orange, you can't eat like it is. You have to take away the peel. Yes. Okay, so we said it's melacha boira. It's not dosh, it's boira. In boira, you have the, if it's for immediate use, no problem. If it's 1 min, no problem. Okay, how do we determine whether it's 1 min or 2 minutes? We have the Mechaber that we just said. If most people would drink it as is, most people would eat it as is, 1 minute. Most people eat apples as they are. Most people eat apples with a peel. You don't want the peel? Okay, so you don't want the peel. It's not boira. Can you use it for later on? Yes. Can you use the peeler? Yes. We just learned it. Okay, let's have a look at the Mishtabura and the on this point. If you go to reference 12 there says, and if you remember, the Ramad said nothing about apples and oranges. He talks about onions and garlic. There's the Mishnah Berurah says in Pei Gimel Mishum Boira Shumina Betzalin, sorry, Pei Dalit Shumina Betzalin, the Huadin Tapuchin. Same applies to apples. So what's the Mishnah Berurah saying? The Ramah said that in Shumin and Betzalin, onions, there is Boira, and therefore you have to do it for immediate use. Separating the peel, peeling onions, involves the Melach of Boira. The peel you don't want, the onion you do want, is Boira. In order to be able to do it, you have to do it for immediate use. That's what the Ramah says. Shumin and Betzalin, Kushrikale, Filonia, is Mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Quotes from the Magen Avraham, the Hu Adin Tapuchim. The same applies to apples. So what's the Mishnah Berurah saying? The apples is the same as Shumin and Betzalin, that what? That there is Boira. That if you want to peel the apple, you want to separate the peel from the fruit, there is Boira, and you have to do it for immediate use. Okay, if there's Boira, you've got to comply with the condition. Says the Sha'asiyan in Talib Zayid, the Prima Gaudium Kotab, the Prima Gaudium says, Tarachiyan, I don't understand the. This Magen Avraham, the klipas of tapuchin, apple peel, roi for oilam oichlin oichli, kach below the kach. Most people eat it as is. It's 1 min. In 1 min, there's no boira. Rim kain, af lohaniach, yesh loim ad ashor. Even if you want to use it for later on, it's permitted. Where is it prohibited? Peel which comes from, like carrot peel, or beetroot, where you cannot eat the peel from those vegetables. If you cannot eat the peel, there you now have 2 minim, although perhaps each item is distinct. So let's say orange is a good example. You have the peel and the orange. Each item is distinct. The fact that it is distinct doesn't interfere with the melacha. It still considers a mixture according to the halacha. Everything, of course, is subject to machlokes and shonim on different opinions, but the halacha is accepted that the orange peel, like we saw that it's brought onto the melacha of boira, the orange peel, although it is connected to the fruit, it's still melacha of boira, and in order to peel an orange, you have to do it for immediate use because people don't eat orange peel. Whereas the same applies to carrot peel, same applies to beetroot. Whereas peel that comes from apples and the fruit where you can eat the peel, so although you on this particular occasion don't want to use it, that is not the word. That is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Sha'ar Tzion. Problem is that in the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Mishnah Berurah himself quoted the Huadin Tapuchim. So we have now a bit of a problem how to understand the fact that in the Mishnah Berurah said that Tapuchim involves Boira, and in the Sha'ar Tzion the Mishnah Berurah said it doesn't involve Boira. So that's a bit of a problem. So Moshe Feinstein learns that the Prima Gaudium really agrees with the Magen Avraham, but he just means to ask on the Molo. He doesn't mean to argue with the Magen Avraham, but he means to just ask a question. So basically, according to that shot, we accept that apples involve Boira, although there's a problem why, and you have to comply with the conditions. That's how Rav Moshe learns, and he says particularly that people, if you don't want apple peel, then it becomes soleil. Okay, not sure. That Rav Shlomo Zalman and Shmuel Shabbos Hilchot learns the Sha'at completely different. Learns the Sha'at that really the Magen Avraham agrees with the Prima Goyim. No, but in his time they didn't eat the peel from the apple. At the time of the Magen Avraham, nobody ate apple peel. So if you didn't eat apple peel, then that becomes like any other peel where you're going to discard it and you're involved in the Rock of Glory. Whereas according to the Sha'at, whereas the Magen Avraham was still on the Prima Goyim, the Prima Goyim and the Mishnah Berurah bring in the Sha'at, that since Reva Olam organized and then there's no fire. Okay, it's a little bit of a problem why then the Mishnah Berurah brought in the Sha'at and not in the Mekam. Okay, those are two different ways to learn. So you can see now why some people are going to pass the Malach of the Maisa, the Chumrah, the apple peels involves fire and you can't peel them. Unless you do it for immediate use, and then you wouldn't be able to use a keli, so you wouldn't be able to use a peeler. You could do it with a knife, and we'll come to that in a minute. Whereas, according to the others, we learn Mishnah Berurah the other way. That Rishon LeZion Shabbos means an apple peel you made with, and that's how I think Rav Olam followed that view. That peels from vegetables or fruits where you can eat, there is, and most people eat them, even on this particular occasion, you don't want it. We're not talking about a case where you're makpid not to eat it. If you're makpid, then of course it's boira. But if generally speaking, you would eat it on this particular occasion and you don't, there's no boira. Okay, so now, the problem is, when you're peeling a fruit and vegetable, you're still taking away the psoilus. Where have we got? Okay, so we said there's no boira for immediate use, but we did say that you still have to comply with all the other conditions, otherwise it's boira. So when you peel an apple, you're taking away the psoilus. So, what are we getting? So this kasha the Mishnah Berurah asks, and he brings the answer from the Mamun Moshe, the Chaz Mishnah has the same answer. That where it is impossible to eat the item without this method, it is not called Boyeret, it's called eating. Now I ask you, it's also impossible to eat raw food. Are we going to say that if you want raw food on Shabbos, you may cook raw food because it's impossible to eat it without it? What's the pshat in the Mamun Moshe and the Chaz Mishnah? The answer is, according to what we said earlier on, that since the whole melacha of Boyeret is primarily for selection for later use, that's the melacha, that's the melacha's machshavah. If you don't do it for later, it's not Boyeret. So, we said that normally speaking you have to take away the oracle, because if you took away the psoilus then you have to do another step. Therefore it's boira. But if you can, there's no other way. There is no other alternative. I have to take the peel off this way. It therefore becomes part of the usage of the item. You're not doing a selection here. You're using the item. And using the item, there's no boira in this particular case where there's no other way. Let's look at the pshat in the Mamun Moshe and the Chaz Mishnah. You can't do it.
It's not
very. So, in a case of apple peel, where you can leave it with it for later on, that's how the Shaltian says.
Orange peel.
So in orange peel, no, because it, no. Okay, what was it? Where you're doing it for later on, there's no way that you can be able to do it, because for later on is boira and you're taking away the psoilus from the oracle. That cannot be called using the item. But where you're doing it for now, that could be the question now. So now we have a question like this. If I want to eat an orange now, or if I want to eat a carrot now. So we're saying there's no other way that I can use the item, and therefore where the Mishnah Berurah was matir, you to take the psoilus away from the oracle. Okay, question. Can I use a peeler? The fact that Mr. Brewer talk about that you can do it, obviously there's no other way that you can peel a carrot besides using a knife. You cannot peel a carrot with your fingers. So intrinsic in his head there is that it is boireh, but a knife is mutter. The question is, and according to the way we explain, you can understand why, because you're not doing boireh. The question now is, how far does this extend? Does this extend even to say that I can use a peeler? Now this is a grey area, as it were. The poskim, and if you ask the rabbanim, they will tell you, and it's written on those, that you cannot use a peel in those circumstances. And I'll show you why. If we've got a few more minutes, I'll show you why. But the svara isn't like that. And if you look in all the notes in the small print at the bottom, you see they query, but why not? Okay, we're choishes in boira for mamash nisa daraita. It could be we're dealing with very, very strict things, and therefore the poskim are machmir that you can't use a peel in those circumstances. But let's try and understand why. I'll show you a few in the Mishnah Berurah which the poskim discussed. It's number seven, number eight and nine. We have a few minutes. We can discuss this, and then we'll have to understand this hetah. So here the Mishnah Berurah says like this. We're talking about, in number eight, we're talking about cream on the top of a milk, or on a yogurt. You have the thick part, particularly in Israel, you touch the yogurt, well, on the top is what they call shamer, which people discard, and they eat the rest of the yogurt. So what the Mishnah Berurah says, and I'll read out what he says, Avo likach hashum in number 8, Avo likach hashum in betzimtzum, to take the shuman, the fat that you want to discard, betzimtzum, exactly. Osa afilu daitelech ala alta, it's osa even if you want to eat it immediately. Now you can't do it any other way, that's where you have to, it's at the top of the cup. So you're allowed to do it, he says, you're not allowed to do it even if it's daitelech ala alta. He says, why not? Hare hu lekeach bekaf. Because he's using a spoon, because he's using a keli. Okay, so according to what I said, this doesn't work. You're using a keli. The svara should be there, it should be mutter because there's no boyer, but he doesn't allow to use a keli. Let's look at number 9. And here we're talking about now taking some, let's say, some solid in a soup, or some solid which is in a liquid. So he says, if Rosalem al hafid bakat, to take away with a spoon, mark or over, some thick food, mineralize it. So you've got liquid, you've got gravy, you've got some the chula, let's say, or you've got some potato, what you don't want, or whatever it is that you don't want in a solid item in a liquid. That is it. The mutter, it's mutter. Mishum the derech achila hu bakach. Because it's derech achila, and he says bakach. So we have here two Mishnah Berurahs. The first one is in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Samach Vav in Sif Yud Zayin. The second one is in, sorry, the other way around. The first one is in Sif Yud Zayin, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Samach Beis. And then in Samach Beis, he says you're not allowed to do it because you're taking a spoon, using a keli. Whereas in Samach Vav, he says you're allowed to do it because it's derech achila. Now, odd. It's either derech achila or it's not derech achila. Is the keli permitted or is the keli not permitted? So the Rosh Hashanah says that the difference is like this: where you care to do it exactly and precisely, that is boyer. You cannot call that using it. That is boyer. Where you don't really care, you take it out with a spoon, it's in your soup and you're eating it immediately, so you take it out with a spoon in Ishkafala. You're not doing a boira, that is called using it. So you can see it's very fine difference where we say yeah, where we say no. And therefore I think the poskim are careful when it comes to using a peeler. They'll say, okay, a peeler is that little bit more of a better instrument to do boira than a knife. Some women love to use knives and don't use peelers at all, but most women like to use peelers. Why? Because it does a better job. It improves the selection process, and therefore the poskim are choishes for this Mishnah Berurah, even though we're doing it miyat, and even though it's called using it because I want to eat it straight away, but with a keli that's miyuchad b'boira, that already so far we can't go. So bottom line, I think, is what we have is the halacha l'maisa, that where you have a fruit or vegetable where most people eat the peel, there's no boira whatsoever, and you may do it even for later on, and you may use a peeler. In those fruits and vegetables where you cannot eat the peel, there you have to do it for now, immediate use, and you can use a knife, but the poskim are machmir not to use a peeler.
The carrots you can eat with the peel.
Most people don't.
Yeah.
Most people don't.
Yeah.